Right, good morning. So, Sicha Pritin Chilik of Beis, part of the project of the Sichas, page 47. It's Menegeh the Parsha Shmini, second Sicha. It's a siyum on the entire Seder Taras. Rebbe made then a siyum in the entire Seder and Kol HaShas, the Mishnah. This was a Sicha that Rebbe said Yitzchak Kislev. It's part of also what the Rebbe said Matzei Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, Miketz. Toshin Lamilches. The Rebbe starts like this. Aleph, the last the Masechta of the Shishi said that the Mishnah Masechta Uchtzin. Red wegen die Proti Dinim von Thomas Eichle mit Thomas Maskin. Verstehen mit Parshas Seino. So, the last Masechta of the Shishi said the Mishnah is Masechta Uchtzin. What does that Mishnah speak about? It speaks about the details of the laws of food and liquid getting tummy. The shteim parsha shenu, which says an hour parsha, was the last halacha of the mesechta. Is what's the last halacha of the mesechta? Chalish tavash. It says it like this. It says about a honeycomb. When does a honeycomb become susceptible to tuma as a liquid? The halacha is that there are certain liquids that become tummy. So, like you said, you started saying in the beginning, there's a solid and then there's a liquid. So, once something is a solid, sometimes it is susceptible to tumah, sometimes it's not, but there is mashkin that can become susceptible to tumah. So, when does that start? So the Mishnah says that is a machlekes. Bishama im mishihara. Bishama says, when a person starts thinking about using the honeycomb or using this solid for liquid, like the Sveta Girsavor, according to the second, is Mishi Charker, which is different. Show them what that means. Sometimes when you singe it or when you smoke it. So that's, according to Mishami, that's when the honeycomb becomes susceptible to Tuma. And Basila Imran, Basila says, no, Mishi Yerasik. You have to actually start using it. Now, Mishami Halten, as Gleich Vider Mensch, is Mahar B'machshavte, Lirdis, Hadvash, Bakumtes, Adin, Mashke, Nesit Ver, Tummy, B'Tumas Mashke. Bishame holds that when a person starts thinking in his mind to use the honey, so then there becomes a din of liquid, and it becomes tummy to mashkin. Shaking late bishilo, es is metami mishamashke erish mishirase was done by the mashke bepale. However, bishilo holds that it only becomes tummy when it actually becomes an actual liquid in actuality. Right there, in the Mishnah Shal Afrazeh, the last Mishnah of the Shishi, see the Mishnah state, then, how does the last Mishnah conclude? Amri Bishol and Levi, Asadak Lishvorech Halacharach Halachol Tzadik, Tzadik, Shleish Meis, Esrei, Asara, Ilamis, Shemar, Lachanach Halevi Yesh, Vetzisem Amali. It says, Bishol and Levi says, that eventually when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to give as an inheritance to every Tzadik 310 worlds, as the Pasuk says, in Mishlei, that he's going to give to those who love him, yesh. Yesh is begmatria 310. And Hashem says, their I will fill. On Meshuvah Chalafta says, that Hashem did not find a vessel to hold the Yidden, a master of the Rachel Yisrael,
to the whole machlekes between Mishami and Bisil. The Rambam, enough Mepharshim, Zanam Ravar. The Rambam, and Pirshim Rishnais explains over here, and other Mepharshim, the Rosh, and others explain, that Mevar, the Fishi Hishtim called Dini Halacha, since now Rishnais is finishing Halacha, Chosim had Dvorim Begomu. What does that mean? That says, the Mishnah Takanit King Hemshech Betechen into the Mishnah of the Fanel. In actuality, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah has no connection to what we said before. This is a conclusion on the entire Shishi Sidney Mishnah. Why? והידיע בחסימס המשנה, מהנסקורת של צדיקים שגלימדים ומקיים כל מה שפסו במשנה. So in order that the צדיקים will learn משנאיז and conclude משנאיז should know the reward that Hashem is going to give צדיקים for מקיים what it says in the משנה. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam says, like the Ober, we may find in the Gemara Bakam Mekemes. However, what we find in many places in Shas, in the beginning of Tainus, and Seita, and Makis, and other places, there's always an intrinsic connection between everything. Is men levar dem tamas michas for the Mishnayas afilu vazishte in zu asha zu, in abazunder mesethos, we always explain why Mishnayas are next to each other. Ve'alachas kamen ve'kamen let's say Mishnayas for them zelben pedic, for sure, two Mishnayas that aren't in the same pedic. Chedi shemelkom tzuzutin, men levar zayn, oich di shaitjes for the tzvei Mishnayas, so you must say that based on what we find in many places in Shas, that there's a special connection in Mishnayos between the two Mishnahs, especially when it's in the same pair. Good morning, wonders. I'll make a recap. Okay, so we said like this. We said holding base. It's a second sitting head of base. We said like this. We said in this week's parsha speaks about Tumas Mashkim, speaks about different liquids when they become, sometimes there's different halachas that when a liquid could become tummy or susceptible to tummy. So
send it to the chin.
Chef. So in the last Masechta of the Mishnayas, of Shishi Siddur the Mishnah, Masechta Uktzin, speaks about the halachas of Tumas Eichlin and Tumas Mashkim, when a food becomes tummy, when a liquid becomes tummy. And the last halacha in the Masechta that speaks about a honeycomb. It's called an halacha. I don't know what the necessity is. It's called, the halacha speaks about a chalais dvash, a honeycomb. So the Mishnah says, when does a honeycomb, when does a chalais dvash, when does it become tummy? So machlek is mishamay and bisil. Mishamay says that a chalais dvash becomes tummy when mishiyahara, when you start thinking about using the honeycomb, or when you start either singeing it, that's when it becomes tummy. Vesil says no. You actually have to use the honeycomb. You actually have to take the solid and make it into liquid. Then it becomes tummy. Then later on in the Mishnah it says that Amar Bishoban Levi, that when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to give as an inheritance to every tzaddik 310 worlds, as the pasuk says, Lahanchol Oyev Yesh. Yesh is the gematria 310. So it's telling us that Hashem is going to give to his oyavet, his inheritor, to his people he loved, as an inheritance, he's going to give 310 worlds. Then, the Mishnah says, Amr B'Shem ben Chalafta, Hashem did not find a klimas, brach l'Yisrael, Allah Sholem, as it says, Hashem b'Yisrael ma'idir, Hashem b'Yisrael ha'Sama b'Sholem. So the Rebbe says, what's the connection between the machlekes between Misham and B'Shilil about Chalis Tavash becoming Tummy, when it becomes Tummy, to what we're saying about every tzaddik is going to get 310 worlds. So the Rambam says the connection is that it's telling us this, that a person, like a tzaddik, who learns Kol Shishu Siddur Mishnah, and is finishing Mishnayos now, so the pashas went in order, he's telling us what the tzaddikim will finish Mishnayos, what they're going to get. The Rebbe says that we find in many places in Shas that everything has a connection one to another. So obviously, if it's in the same pedic next to each other, it must be that there's a connection. We're holding base now. So to understand this, by first prefacing what the Mefarshim say, as a seeing from Shishi Siddur Mishnah b'Ma'amarim Hanalos b'Chlei Tzumaydiyah Zayin Igin Matan Skorin Shel Tzadikim. Now the Rambam says, what's the reason why Mishnayos finishes with telling us about Schar? Is to tell us, to notify us, the Matan Skorin of Tzadikim, that the Tzadikim, what reward they're going to get. So the Rambam says, the Lachir is not understood. It's not understood. We're talking about tzaddikim who are concluding Mishnayos Shleimus with Limud HaTorah, which means that they're completing the Limud HaTorah. Klolis HaTorah Shebaper. Tzaddik Lentis. So we're talking about finishing, not how we finish Mishnayos. We're talking about a tzaddik, how a tzaddik is finishing Mishnayos over there. Is the halachah part of the moon as a halachah givis by them oifen avayda loit tzivi ha-mishnah noch besidin nezikin misham shen es harav shalem nas lakav pras. So obviously, or preposterous, we're talking about tzadikim over here that are serving Hashem not in order to attain reward. Nitzlib skar, we're not talking about people that are learning in order to get a scar or to be manchal ilimis. We're talking about Tzaddikim over here, real tzaddikim, that are finishing Shishi Siddur Mishnah, they're finishing Torah, and they have mepashtes for holding at a level that the Shleim was not kabbal pras. Zayisvayid, furthermore, their pasuk was advert gebracht in the Mishnah gufazat. What is the pasuk which the Mishnayos brings? It says lahanchil oya veyesh, to give as a yerusha to those who love me, or those who I love, yesh, which means, like we said, 310 worlds. We'll watch the 310. Huh? My love. L'hanachil oyava yesh, to I give those who love me, who I love, yesh, 310. Divas din the interesting ma'aba, which means those who serve Hashem out of love, was thus main v'diramim v'ar barucha, like the Rambam explains at length, as a tu as their avoida lishma, which means that they do their avoida for the sake of Hashem, neither Shem star, nor oisa emes, m'fnei shu emes. They're fulfilling what Hashem wants, not for a reward, but because they meet it with the truth. Rebbe says in practice, emes takaster, as dead was is oisa emes, m'fnei shu emes, is moved off with Ramos of Dart, as if a table of it. Obviously, he's going to get, the Ramos says he's going to get goodness from it. Because of it, nor nit das is the famous zu welcher streb zu the gleichem is an avoid. It's not the reason. It's not the goal to get a reward. By not even Hashem Abba is there even for safe hatayva lo mebiglola nor adover tafel study. This day he's going to get something from it. It's something secondary. When that ikur by him. Is vas er hazeishli given so din the neighbors to lishma. So the main thing by him is to serve Hashem lishma for the sake of Hashem. The part of the kavatachos and avedas that tell him it's just lishma and it's lekabel sadar. So since the main and tachos aveda of a tzaddik, which he's the aveda of tell him it's just lishma not the mekabel sadar. He is masim. So how is it fitting as we see him for all the shishi see the mishnah. Was thus main in our matzah from tachlis of Hashem was nala by vidus Hashem v'chuli. Well, the sima zayin need as nafshik shura ba'avas Hashem v'chuli. Not like the Rambam says that his soul desires that he should get connected to Hashem. Nor vaservet halbin shai ilum is chuli out gomul star far of it is that there is a mitzvah. What are you saying? You're saying that why do we conclude the Mishnayos this way to tell the tzaddik? He's going to get shy elements. It's not, we're talking about a tzaddik over here, which attained a level that he doesn't, this doesn't talk to him. Yes, thank you, I'm going to get some money in the bank. But that's not the reason why I'm doing it. So I'm not doing it for a star. Which was other than says we have to say, as the zach from the handful of holy shy elements, was that sich and in the Mishnah da is neat and in you for star mitzvahs. We're not talking about regular star mitzvahs. Attached off an edomite for edomite, it's not a reward that Hashem is giving us, nor this is a hechenstein misbabida, and aliyah to welfare, there even ma'abed the great idea with us. So we're talking about, you must say, we're talking about a level on avida that the tzaddik is going to get after this avida. Gimel. Undos is nekudas hashanas in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah shalafanel. This is the kuda, the connection we said between the Mishnayis of getting a reward and the machlekes between Beisham Besilol, when again to Chalis Dvash, to honeycomb. Matayim Maderach Haremes was the left aloft in Mishnah, Chitum HaMishnah, which we know shall call Hadach Achar Chitum, everything goes based on the conclusion. So that Beregea, Beirim, and Dvash, we're talking about honey and bees. Is about the Burin, then a Kibir Chazam Ramas of Shlemus Aveda Lishma. Kidal Kamas to Zion, we're going to explain how the honey and how bees allude to Shlemus Aveda. We'll explain that in Siv Zion. But the Aveda is Achana Vakdama to us, Akalishmur for the Hanukkah the Chol Tzadik. This Aveda of bees is a Achana, is a preparation and a preface to that Hashem is going to give a Shai Lemis. Talking about honeycomb. So
it says, before the honey, when the honeycomb is in a hive, what status is it? Is it it's a solvent. So the question is to be makabel tumah. So when
it's only going to be makabel tumah,
so where it can be continued liquid. So the one dropping in this Mashiach, when you think about taking that honey, that is in liquid. Another one is when you either start taking it out, spreading it out, or when you start smoking it, some of these will go a little.
Uh-huh. So in Bishama is a machlokes, this it's a two gersoy, is what he means. Either Mishihar when he thinks or when he smokes it. Right. Bishama still holds it has to be natural liquid, yeah. Cool. All right. So now the Rebbe says in English. When the Svar is some Puksa Bisham Basil, you know, their Puksa Bachalis Vash versus Vigret Kampam for putting it Khilo Kulali to Shinazir Shittis. We spoke about many times that everyone, every year he speaks about Achleikas Misham Besilol, many times he spoke, let's say in Hanukkah or other Achleikasin, that Beshamai is always looking at the Koyach, the potential of the thing, and Besilol is speaking about Basar Bepoel, speaking about the actuality. So we spoke about many times, see, Azlina Basar Bekoyach, do we go after potential? Other, or Azlina Basar Bepoel, we go after actuality. Beshamai, Haltas Azlina Basar Bekoyach. When did he ever come to say, "Din Mashka Glaif Mishiacharer"? That for the Mishiacharer, Albekeith as the Shena Mashka, Alpha Pias is Nor as the Vayit from Mashka Mepel. So this Shami holds that when it comes to Chalas Tavash, we go after the Bekeith Mepel. So therefore, once you smoke it, or even once you think about it, since potential has the ability to be a liquid, so therefore it's Mekabel Tumo. On Beisilahal, as being a boss of a pail, or did he ever say, "It came Mashka Biz with Mashka Mepel Mishiacharer"? And therefore, Reis Hillel, who's always looking at Basar Bepoel, he'll tell you that it only is going to be a mashe, only is going to be Mekabel Tumo once it actually becomes a liquid. Now, Reitas Ariz and Afkamina and Mklolas Inyan for Matanis Bias Adam, Allah Ores, was the Vresi, the Shamash is Kenny, the Kamon, Siv Chaz Me'ilach, and Me'ilach and Afkamina, but again, the Shlem is Adam Idea with us. Now, this brings out an Afkamina in the general concept of why the world was created. Why a man was created on the world, as we know it says at the end of Kiddushin, I'm created in order to serve Hashem, and also be nafka mina in the Shleimus Adam through his Avodah. We made a dafka enough puksas, the Shana Vesila now, but besser, fashtanik the same Mishnah Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Hadol. So based, once we explain clearly in a tifkait, the machleitis to Misham Vesila, and with that Hakdama, then we're going to appreciate the end of the Mishnah when it says, Asa the Torah for the Hanukkah Shire Elimis. Dal. Lashna Mishnah is Lashna Ksara, with Tachas of the Yig. So the terminology of the Mishnah is, which you know, everything is written very Bekitzer. But for the Mishnah, it says, Asa the Torah for the Hanukkah Fuli. What does it say? That when Mashiach comes, he's going to give the Hanukkah as the Yerusha Shire Elimis. Why are you using, why is Mishnah using a terminology of an inheritance? Yerusha is not far from the Aveda from the Yerush, Oib nor eres the Gavarin Gavarin, the Karva, on the Funa Yerush, Tivdech Hamela Yerush, and Velchan Zedetsis, Vegin, Madden, Skarn, Shal Sadiqim, Ad Gedar Shtein, Azad, Ash Brachalita, Ad Rakopanon. If we're speaking, what are we speaking about? We're speaking, what's a Yerusha? Yerusha means you didn't work at all for it. You're getting it because, whatever, you're a Yerusha. One of the is a Yerusha. So that's why he gets Yerusha. So why are we using the expression of Yerusha when we're speaking about somebody, about Matan Skarin, a reward means something you worked for. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu should have said, Lita, Hashem's going to give it. It's me as Nachbias. The question is even stronger. The Zavah Maimer, Merki Braf, the Mesefta Sanhedrin. The same the Maimer Chazal is brought in Masechta Sanhedrin. There, Taka says that Hashem is going to give 310 Elamis to the Tzadikim. The question is the answer. The Maimer Masechta Sanhedrin, well, says Gizok Gumaran, Dorfa Ambeda, Rava Bar Mori, Taka Vegin, Schar HaMistress. In Masechta Sanhedrin, which that's the Mari, Rava Adamira, Rava Bar Mari, he's Taka speaking about the reward for mitzvahs. Or did he result there? Asadadish Baruch Litin. That's why over there he uses the terminology Litin. Why? Because we're talking about Askar mitzvahs. A person works hard, he gets a reward, so it passes the Lashon of Asadadish Baruch Litin. Over there, Mishnah was called Al Tzim, Vichit Mamashanayis. Now, this Mishnah we're talking about is concluding the entire Mishnah is, so we're not speaking about the actual reward for doing a mitzvah. We're speaking about the level that a tzaddik reaches at the completion of work on the river is shogolevim daik. That's why he's daik. What's the nuance? What does he say? Asher kadosh baruch hu lahanchil. The shleimus is bedugmas uve gidre yirush. Whatever the shleimus is that we're going to explain, that is the shleimus avodah. That is when he's gaining, what he's attaining, what the Eibushter is giving to him. That's automatically that's a gidre of yirush. Hey, minigaya yirusha zidu was the rabbi shavas mevar. As a yerush is nit at sveite metzias was bakum nechosim for the medish. Nevelosh rakosov tachas avisefa yu benefa. The yerush state became a medish. A yerush is an ein zach mit dem medish. Etzim abil shenit. Now the rabbi shavas explains. The rabbi quotes this rabbi shavas many times. So the idea of somebody who's a yerush, somebody who inherits, it's not that he's becoming. It's not like he's a second metzias, which he, like a second entity, that he receives the nesaf, the chasim, that he receives the property of the one who's giving him the yerusha. But rather, it's that the pasuk says that he is in kaima merish, he's mamish, he takes place of the person who's giving him the inheritance. Adas then is when he gets to a yidin. So, the same thing by Yishleimos was very ufkiton, the meat. Was a yid len tato, was mekayin mitzvahs, is was yisrael reisav kuchabricha kulachad, gimel, miskashin domedok, kuchabricha reisav yisrael, with kulachad, but there was that, duch kima mitzvahs lo shen sasa v'chiber, a yid red kiviyochul ein zag with an eisen a tato, or mitzvah, mitzvah b'na mitzvahs, the vaber stum na lin. Now, so the same thing by a yid, at the completion that a yid, and the yid that a yid accomplishes, when he is learning Tain and Mekai Mitzvahs, which we know, Yisrael and Reitzah are Kulichad, as it says, the three things that connect Ebershter, the Teda, and the Yidin, and becomes all one thing. So, and the same thing by Mitzvahs, as we know, a Mitzvah is the idea of Tzavsev HaChibar, Yid becomes one with the Neishra Teda, and the one who commands the Mitzvahs. Or Das is the Pshat for the Hanchol Eivayeshin. This is what it means, that they inherited Oyavayesh. The Rambam is Mavaras, the Lashon Yesh, Vaisleif Mitzvahs, Atminis Asher Ein Lo Tafas. The Rambam explains that the word Yesh shows on a constant Metzias that there's no Tafas. When the Hanukal Eve Yesh means, what does it mean? The Hanukal Eve Yesh. Lo Eivai Anachil Asa Yesh Hamuchlim. While Kol Nefesh Shetiske Lechayilam Abba Leitichal Leilam. What does that mean? Vikan Nivra Abak Vol Nemen A Yesh Hamuchlim Metzias Tvidis. How is it possible that a person who's a Metzias, who's a Baal Gevul, who's limited, how is it possible that he's going to get something which is unlimited? That's what the Pasuk stresses and says, L'hanachal oya v'yesh, yidin ba'kumin esnit alza mekabel fun ha'nesin. We're not receiving this as like a giver, give somebody who's a nesin, that a nesin gives a mekabel. Atzvei de Metzias v'ha Nantis fun nason. We're not talking about a macabre in the nason. Nor yidin zayin das neifel al tziyedish was his ain zaf mit diminish. We are inheriting. Yidin zayin bonin lakalish baruch. The ribber, b'shas ayiz len tato, was makayin mitzvahs, red nizgala vi eriz ein mitzvahs min emerson yesh hamuchlim. Mitzvahs at midis, oisi adem leikon. Ois vob. This funus verstanden by the eining was cum to funaris tzaddikim. From what we explained before, we can understand also this idea of the delight that comes for the tzaddikim. But thus the pirush in divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, this is the explanation, the meaning of what Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi says. Also, the kadosh baruch hu lahanchil lechol tzaddik v'tzaddik shai elamos. As we said, in the future, the Eibushter is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds. The Rambam is mevaras. Thus made as a tiding for Elam Haba is shalish meis pam ve'esher pamim. We call hatanugis Elam Hazet, which comes at a, which, as the Rambam explains, this statement that the delight experienced in Elam Haba is 310 times greater than all the delight in Elam Hazet. Thus is neither any from the tzaddikim v'zayin frazir blush nachsidis. The nachas ruach of Beirut, the nachas ruach was spread by Yidden. Al tzchar was a hat mekayim given them Ebershin's rotzen. Nor, thus the title from Ebershin kevioch and nachas ruach of Beirut, come ever chazal, nachas ruach of Fona is shamati ben asher etzeni. This is not the delight derived by tzaddikim as they exist on their own right, as Siddha says, the gratification of created being. In other words, a gratification felt by a yid in having fulfilled, like recompensating for having fulfilled Hashem's will. Rather, it's as if, as they were experiencing the Eberster's gratification, as the Chacham say, it's a source of gratification for me as I spoke and my will was fulfilled. Since the Yidden are a single entity with the one who bequeaths, in other words, Hashem, it's as if they can inherit the greater delight. Rambam says that this that Rabbi Yishuv Levi says, the number 310, it's rhetorical. Really, it's just for the listener to listen. But in truth, however, the Rambam says this delight is much greater. Now, this is the difference between the reward for mitzvahs and Hashem bequeathing yesh to those who love me. Where tiny was called unto Adam al schar haveda was kabbal schar vices the mekabbal haschar is amitzis farzich vemin mindarf baloygin farzain arbit is a tiny with on Adam al nivra ken farnemin. Now the reward for his avoda can only match the capacity inherent in a created being to experience, which means the receipt of the reward. Now, in contrast, when you say in the future the Eberster is going to give the Yesh, which means those who love me, speaks of the Creator's delight, something concerning Yesh Hamuchlet. This is not the manner of reward for performing mitzvahs. It's the essence of the mitzvah itself, and this is the divine light. It is inherited by every person. It's as if the person were a single entity with Hashem. Zion. Thus is their time for us to lahanasal yesh is oyavai dafkin. This is why it's specifically to those who love me that Hashem will give this inheritance. Al vi ken that adam tukum is a minyan from lahanasal yesh. As long as a person is concerned with the reward or with himself, he can't become this is why specifically we say those who love me that Hashem will give, because when can a person attain this level, in other words, to bequeath yesh to those who love me, when he also conducts his aveda with no thought of himself? Rather, he performs his avodah entirely for his own sake, which to gratify Hashem. As long as a person is concerned with reward or with himself, he can't become a single entity with Yesh HaMuchlat and constant existence, which completely transcends the created being. Specifically, when a person conducts his avodah entirely for his own sake, when he does not act as an independent entity at all, he only thinks about the essence of the mitzvah, like it says, like he's making a nachas before me, before I spoke on and my will was fulfilled, you're taking me comes out, and Hashem will then bequeath yesh to those who love him. We find this, for example, in Halacha by a servant. The true servant is defined that he has no independent existence. His entire existence is the existence of his master.
The avodah for yidden in them is ungedeit in them was die Jiden seinen Zugelis und geworden zum Debrerim. Wie steht im Medrash? Debrerim hayu wanei. Ma ha devera aziz, kol mich in mustagelis tabayla. Kaas, kol mach du so, misadwin mitzis im eisem teva, and misadwin nabim shavashamayim. Now, this is also, we said, the allusion, we said that the Mishnayis speaks about beehives and honeycombs. For the Aveda Vayid, when conducted for its own sake, it signified to liking Jews to bees. As the Medrash says, my children were like bees. Just as all the bee, just as all that a bee collects, it collects on behalf of its owner, so too all the mitzvahs and good deeds that a Yid collects are collected for the Eibishter. As explained in the Kutta Teda, this form of Aveda stems from the awareness that the ultimate objective is, in man's creation, is not just for the sake of the person himself, despite his having an ascent through the Aveda performed in the world, being truly wondrous, this alone is not the ultimate objective. Instead, the objective is Hashem's glory. This is similar to the statement, like we said a few times, I was created to serve the one who made me, who formed me. Ches. Based on this, we can explain now the relevance of the Mishnah to the Machlekes of Bisham Besilo regarding a honeycomb. And let's preface. In dem Loshen HaNafel Kateteres Wudrish, as the Peel Kumtru, the Adam Durch Zan Aved Lamatas and Aliyah Niflam Meid, is not as Lezu Levad Utachas HaMechavin. It comes out that from the Kateteres, he emphasizes, the Altareba emphasizes that a person does in fact reach an incredibly wondrous height through his Aveda conducted below in this world. It's just that this alone is not the ultimate objective. And thus is the Chilik Zushishitas Beishamai was hatten as a Zuzlin and Basu Keach, or Shitas Beisila as Linen Basu Peil. Oh, if we tiff the Ian the Alinus Tavis Makim. This is also, this lies the Machlegis between Misham and Beisila. We focus on the potential, and Beisila says we focus on the actual. They're in a disagreement as to what the extent is the concept of the significance. Eib of Zlina Basir B'Keas as the Iker from Yeder Yid Inyin. Is Vishtet B'Keas Kumteis as the Yidid is in the Shalom Matah. Der B'Peil Tudlit Oiv Kein Maila Chadasha Yidid Hashem El Gabe Vizi is given Kein Imidasi. Or the Iker Inyin in Keas if Durkfirin the Aved Lamatah is Shein Da in the Neshama nor Eidnes Yizir Lamatah. If we focus on the potential state, then everything should primarily be regarded according to its potential state. It would come out that the neshama's descent below in actualization brings no new advantage to the neshama over its state of being before its descent. The primary element, its potential to carry out the avodah below, existed in the neshama before it descended below. Noch mehr, even more so. Neither dan dafan afilin tabin dem peil al tzibchina if keyach neshama. So durchfriend your average lamata. Also is as zichel is that a safe safe at yed in the shama durchfriend the shtiris ba'amadin kumbukwishin ever. The built to yidach mele yid nidach. Ve'ed begav zarika klapishmaya gaya azivet thus durchfriend. Now, in this instance, the neshama's fulfillment of its potential in actuality is not even required to prove that the neshama's potential for conducting avodah below would come out. After all, it's certain that every neshama will ultimately fulfill its mission in this world, as it says no yid is going to be left behind. Moreover, this point is also the key to the Neshama's destined fulfillment already Hashem knows about. Kumde, so it comes out, as Lud, Bishama is Nitokin, or Suzagan, as the Ali Niflo from them, Adam, is an Uftin, Vichilish, with Slid them, Darf Zanid is Neshama Matha Vapale. Or those with Neshama's Rea the Matha is the Gam Nitzalin and Ile, Vosvert, Ufkitan, the Neshama, nor Blaze, the Sagal about that. The Zurfrin, the Kavana from Abraston, with the Sagal of the Sparrow, hold these, the Sparrow, the Bertachtainim. But for them, ingin is not genug, was the neshama b'tiras v'machin the nidira, nor the tachtim da papel is tandavern, so then a dira is birth, as muzai the pula in the tachtim mele, it is the neshama da matzah papel. So according to Bishama, it comes out that there's no room to say that this wondrous ascent reached by a person through his aveda adds anything new to the neshama should it ascend in actuality. The neshama does not need, the neshama tachtim comes down to this world, only to collect for its owners to fulfill Hashem's intention. Hashem desired that there should be a dira b'tachtenim. For this, it would not suffice for the potential to create this abode by contained by the neshama. Instead, the lower realms must be transformed into the abode for Hashem, this action must be executed in the lower realms, so the Hashem has to come down to this world. Mashiach Shitas Pisilo, as a Lulin Basim Pale, Kumbeis, as the Yiddish and Hashem Lamata Tutu from Milo Oish, in their Nishama Vaziat Freer Nidgat, while Dafka Durk the Yiddish and Lamata brings Ziyar and Ice, Yiddikas Menakev Lapel was late Pisilo is thus the Eker for Yedinin. However, Basila maintains that we focus on the actual, so it follows that the neshama is the sin below does not bring some advantages as well to the neshama, which it lacked before, and for it specifically through the soul's descent that its potential abilities comes to be realized. When Basila, this actualized state is the key element for every objective. The Rebbe relates Basila afal pi as the ikir inyan from yidus neshama matzah the shvedi isparach and inyan v'lishi the shamas is keni because it's their friend the kavanah for dir b'chem. When thus dives out the kavana from the mother maravedosi from this way again, it is an aved lamatan hinyin was tut uf asirish reish in them. Now, so therefore, Basila maintains that even though we say the main descent is for Hashem's honor, I was created to serve Hashem only for the one who formed me to fulfill the plan of making dir b'tachtenim as needs to be done, be the person's goal when conducting his aved. Nevertheless, the person's aved below also creates something new for him. Tests. The chile canal, which in Bisham is still git oich as bara and zir puksa. Halal Bisham imrim nechle ladum shle nivra yisim shle nivra. Halal Bisham imrim nechle ladum shle nivra yisim shle nivra. In yivu gamro nechle ladum shle nivra yisim shle nivra. Afsho shle nivra yifasher for meisav. Now this distinction mentioned between the machlekes between Bisham and Silo also we could explain another machlekes. Bisham maintains it would have been preferable for man not to have been created rather than have been created. Basila maintains it was preferable for a man to have been created rather than not have been created. And what happened? They took a vote, and it was decided that it would be preferable for man not to have been created rather than to have been created. But now that they have been created, so the man should examine his behavior. That's the Gemara. Kuter explains what's the meaning of this Maimar Chazal. Zizogin nit teiv leishle nivra, whilst he's bevarit da teiv for the neshama duch hidos lamata, was he bakum den aliv yudelev and iflele in cage. It doesn't say teiv loy, it's good that he was not created, because at the end of the day, the neshama is good, that the neshama comes down and it gets an aliyah. The pshat is, neach v'kal hayunedish and leishle nivra. The tachas and machavim v'riyasi is as loy yav the gan mei l'kavo pras, or b'ez the shama shiskenit. Was thus is an avid kosher b'yaser, which is neich v'kal leit, as only the foreign tongue. What the explanation means to say is, what does it mean? It means that the Kuteter explains that the meaning is they don't say it would be good for a man not to have been created, since the neshama's descent is truly it brings a wonder. Rather, the meaning is that it would have been a preferable and easier that man should not have been created. This is because the ultimate objective of this creation is not that he works for his own interest to receive reward. Rather, the ultimate objective of his creation is only to serve the Eber to reform them. Since it's incredibly difficult to avoid, it would have been a preferable and easier for him not to have been required. Okay. So Stelt says, Nishayel, what is the Havar Amina from Basila to Zogan as Neach Vekal Leila Adur Shnivra Yisim Shle Nivra? So now the question is, why was Basila consideration that led to, us to him to say that it's preferable and easier for a man not to have created rather than to have been created? Is the beer in them? Lid Bishamma is Tak Milchat Chila Poshut as their is there behind them? Late Bisham is talking about the Pasha as the Gan Singh and the Shaman Mata is not Bishwalis and the Shaman Nurbi is the Khwili Sporach. Who can ask the Balis and the Shaman that when the Rida Bepils is going to their Kech, where this Pasha is nearly loud of the Nibra of an aim, Lay is the Tokin Kiddish Durhidis Lamata is not the Khwili Sporach. According to Bish Shammai, it was indeed obvious from the outset that the entire purpose of the Nisham's descent below is not for the ascent of the soul, but only for Hashem's honor. As mentioned above, the neshama's potential would have been sufficient to bring about this ascent. The neshama should not require an actual descent. It would have been obvious, therefore, that it would have been preferable for men not to have been created, as the descent below brings him nothing new. It's only for Hashem's honor. Shegelet b'sivul is done or to zaganas is nevli l'adush nivra mishle nivra. Well, v'er volt nit nivra gavarn or they can shy to the God to their Aliyah. They live in the following kids. Bala says the tiny of their fun was the neshama hot from their Aliyah. Asar gneser with their tsar on the neshama vidyos lemata. Bizas is nechleiv finibra. Filling dik as those would bring an Aliyah nifla tiny gasmi lamist and them it's the kinsar. We lenivra on it having kinshaches to their Aliyah the day of nifla. According to Bishalol, one would can claim that a person's creation was a good thing from our perspective. Had he been created, he would not have had any connection to the infinitely great and wondrous ascent. As it is, the delight that the neshama derives through its ascent is greater than the pain of his ascent below. So much so, it was preferable to have been created, being aware of the wondrous ascent that the neshama would achieve, thereby, despite its present pain, than not to have been created and not relate to all the wondrous ascent. Nevertheless, a vote was taken, and it was decided that it's preferable for men not to have been created rather than have been created. Although the neshama will achieve infinitely great and wondrous ascent, in actuality, through its descent, this must not be a person's motive of serving Hashem. He must conduct his avodah selflessly, without consideration of reward. Instead, the person's sole motive should be to serve the one who formed him. He should think neither of himself nor his spiritual standing. Preferable and easier for a man to have been created than not to have been created. Thus is there, if the shaitas the Mishnah from Chalis Dvash, the Mishnah also has this bracha l'hanchil. This is also the connection between the Mishnah of the honeycomb and the final Mishnah, the future they were still will be with. Three bring the Mishnah plucks of Bisham Bissel to a blue Zin Bussel Kech, other Bussel Pepeo, Bussel Fizel, will give an order to Zagan as the last Bissel, the Alias the Scar, Adam, the Ukretam, the Akopanem, Atam Shabbat from Zan Yerida. Mishnah first cites the Machalikas to Bisham Bissel, whether we focus on the potential state or the actual state. On this basis, one might assert that the opinion of Bissel would be that the person's subsequent ascent and reward is the primary person, or at least the reason of his descent below. It is the Mishnah Manager Bidugmas for Ningu Gomra now as a Mishuman Levi also the Prophet Hanafal Yavish, Kulam of the Mishnah Academies, Oif Ladas Bissil is the Matana Batapas Avidish on the Shaman Matanit is Sarah Leonor with the Dvash from the Braid and the Saga of Allah to do a fair and the Tene when Kabanas the Shaklash Baraka was to release and then was the Nishaman Ratain Zaf to be offered with the Nishamuk of the Matthias to do. And so the Mishnah continues and says, the Mishnah continues, it says, similar to the incident when a vote was taken and I was decided, Shuva Levi said, the future neighbors will bequeath the yesh to those who love me. All opinions in the previous Mishnah, including me, still agree that the purpose and objective of the Aveda conducted by the soul below is not the reward in the ascent, but rather similar to the intention behind the beast productive of honey that it collects on behalf of the donor. To fulfill Hashem's intent, this is expressed by the idea of the soul, so to speak, becomes a single entity with the yesh and mitzvah and a continuous existence. Nevertheless, this doesn't mean that the neshama doesn't receive the reward or send. This also occurs. Therefore, Rav Shimon Levi says the continuation of the pasuk, which says, "And I shall fill the storehouses," alluding to the stores of the tzaddikim. Since the Hashem does not withhold the reward of any creation, the soul also receives a form of reward. Aber der Ingen von Etzem Amale bringt nicht Rav Shimon Levi in sein Etzem Amaymer, also das Merkel an der Filamal Etzem, nor Blaze with the Adab. Bringing the Kedempas of the Halcha Ibeish, while in Zain Etzemaimer, read the Regen der Iker Shtemus Lass, in their Kedet to undyke the Rif, to Messiah of Shuddish, and Shabbat was Kumbi, the Rath Kafel, where he tapes Mokal Megabish and Mokal, bring the Rif, them seem Vosk, which is the same amount. However, this idea that I will fill the storehouses is not conveyed by Rishub and Levi in the actual teaching. In the future, Hashem will bequeath all storehouses. Instead, this idea is mentioned only in passing, when citing the Pasuk to bequeath the Yesh to those who love me. This is because the subject of the actual statement of the primary perfection in the future is only to also allude to the Shema's reward, which is received secondarily
and is of no significance in the face of the Yesha Mukhla, the Rishu Malevi also sets the conclusion of, I will fill the storehouses. Well, just everybody can see, since you do as lost the design, Allah Shammai was any from the beauty must mean can them Zabana. We know when Shia comes, Allah is on be like Bisil, the Shammai. When the other filled Zemitzis, Zalaf Bisil, Omin Zab, the Mother Mazan, Aveda to the Reich, Ifan Ali A&M, Shaven Asulavi, and let this fit Zion. There are Venigla Kedashem Roko Bashiak, the Bisham Diber, but even on Vern, the Pale, Avezan, when the Asham Buffalo, and it's just that was that you need to see is all of the damn it is Mabam Zion. The gods are Uftu, but Bastain plays in Mahanfo Yavish. Now, why do we see that Allah is like Misil nowadays? Why? Because according to Misil, because it's a person's aware of his existence. So he needs to be told that his Aveda also elevates him. However, when Mashiach comes, when the glory of Hashem will be revealed, and the glory together will see that the mouth of Hashem speaks, and the Yidam will actually be a single entity. The Yesha Muflat and the continuous existence, a person's own existence will be entirely no importance. The only motive of a Yid will be to bequeath Yesh to those who love it. And therefore, Shuvah Nevi Gufa, when in them Gufa, Sim Mamashnayas, with the Sistem Afrik Marabe, the Matsu Shem Zatzadik, so often Nerd Oslakish Prophet Hanukkah will fold Sadak with Sadak. Nor Azevi, the Limra Mishneh, is for it with Hazeb, but ain't there if them Sima Kosovitz is Sima Mali, as the Abish there that Oyus Mimalas and the Ancient Shosadikin. For this reason, Yeshua Levi himself, who discusses when Mashiach comes, his teaching is recorded at the conclusion of the Mishnah, because the ultimate state of Tzaddikim only mentions that in the future the Mishnah will bequeath. However, since the study of the Mishnah does take place in this world, Shum Levi also cites the conclusion of the Pasuk will fulfill the storehouses that Hashem will also fulfill the storehouses of Tzaddikim.